What are we missing without the Beis HaMikdash? I want to address this question by dealing with a fundamental issue which will bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash. It's clear from many, many Makoros that a Jew is supposed to spend his time praising Hashem and thanking Hashem for everything He gives us. There are many psukim which indicate this. This is really one of the main purposes of life. We say in Tehillim, "Abetza b'dam revir de ashachas, hayodcha afaya gira misecha." What gain is there in my silence, in my descent to death? Will the dust acknowledge you? Will it declare your truth? If a person is dead, he can't praise Hashem. Similarly, we say, "Ke'en b'mavas ichrecha, bishol." For in death there is no mention of you. In the grave, who will praise you? Many other psukim. All of these psukim from Tehillim. A basic purpose of being alive is to praise Hashem for everything He gives us, all the time. It's interesting that the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos doesn't discuss the Shabbos at all. If you read the Perek of Tehillim, Shabbos is not mentioned at all. Why is that the Mizmor of Shabbos? There are different explanations given. The Radak says that during the week a person is very busy with dealings of the week, but on Shabbos, Panui bo miske ha'olam. He's free from the dealings of the week on Shabbos. And therefore, he thanks and praises Hashem. In other words, the Radak is teaching us that a Jew's default position in life should be to be praising Hashem as much as he can. But during the week, we're busy. But on Shabbos, when we're not so busy, then we fall back to what we're always supposed to be doing, tov l'hodos Hashem, to be thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. This is what we should be doing on Shabbos, and indeed, all the whole week too, but on Shabbos is when we have more time and more headspace, in a sense, because we're free from the other dealings of the week. This is praising Hashem for what He gives us, praising Hashem for everything. Hashem gave us this wonderful world that we live in. The idea of praising Hashem and thanking Him for the gifts that He's given us in this world, indeed, is a kiyum of the mitzvah halachta b'drachov, to emulate Hashem. A Jew is supposed to think like Hashem. And Hashem certainly thinks the world is good. Hashem says the world is tov ma'od. So just as Hashem says the world is tov, well, we should certainly say it as well, and if Hashem, and believe it as well. And if Hashem gave us this world for us to use, we should be thanking Him all the time and praising Him for the beautiful world that He's given us and everything that He gives us. So this is one of the basic purposes of life, that a Jew should be praising Hashem. Indeed, it's every person. We say in our davening on Shabbos, Shekein chovas kol hayitzurim lefanecha, v'hodos l'halel, etc. All of Hashem's creations should be praising Him. This is really a major job that all Jews have, really all people have, to praising Hashem constantly for everything that He gives us. The Sfarim explain that this chiyuv to constantly, constantly praise Hashem for everything He gives us really reflects what might be the ultimate purpose of life, which is emunah in Hashem. Obviously, if you're praising Hashem for whatever He gives us, that implies emunah in Hashem. And the Ramban says that that is ultimately the purpose of the world and the purpose of life, to develop a deeper and deeper emunah in Hashem. The Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo, the ultimate objective of all the commandments is that we should believe in Hashem and acknowledge Him that He created us. And that is in fact the ultimate objective of the creation itself. For we have no other explanation for the first creation. And Hashem has no desire for the earthbound creatures except for this, that man should know and acknowledge that to his Hashem that He, Hashem, created him, man. And this is what the mitzvahs are all about. A person does a mitzvah, he is declaring, I believe that this mitzvah was commanded to me by a higher being, by Hashem. So every mitzvah is expressing this emunah in Hashem, which the Ramban says is really the ultimate purpose of the world. So a Jew should be striving to constantly, constantly deepen his emunah in Hashem. And one expression of that is to constantly be praising Hashem about the wonderful world, the Tov Ma'od world, and everything that He's given us, and all the gifts that Hashem gives us. And this is one major piece that we're missing without the Beis HaMikdash. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was much easier to have this strong, strong emunah in Hashem. You could see the Kvod Shemayim, the Kvod Malchusa. The Marsha writes in Brachos Daf Gimel that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Haisani Keres Malchusa Yisbarach, then it was clear, it was obvious, Hashem's kingship in the world. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the level of Amunah was extraordinarily high. There are many reasons for this. The Emes LeYaakov and Parshas Va'aschanan lists a few. Number one, there were miracles all the time in the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever walked in would see that the laws of nature are being changed on a constant basis. You had a real a vision of Hashem, Kaviyachol. When there was a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the Jews knew that they would bring their karbanos then. And they knew they were coming to see Hashem in a sense, and be seen by Hashem. So they'd be extra careful to avoid averus the whole year, thinking about coming in front of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yaakov writes. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, we brought our Trumas and Maisers to Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, L'man tilmad l'yiras Hashem Elokecha. We gained Yerushalayim. We spent time in Yerushalayim. We would learn. We would be close to the Beis HaMikdash. We had a much stronger awareness of Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov also quotes from Josephus that the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash was a tremendous expression of the Kavod Shemayim. Josephus writes that the Romans were incredibly impressed of the order and the complexity in the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim with their jobs, the Levim with their jobs, and no one had to ask the questions, what to do next. And it was a very organized place. It wasn't wild, it wasn't loud. People all had their jobs to do, and it was done exactly right. A tremendous expression of hundreds, thousands of people working, all working for the same goal, the same purpose, of furthering Kvod Shemayim and serving this unseen being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Beis HaMikdash allowed all the people in the world, especially the Jewish people, the Bnei Yisrael, to have a greater emunah in Hashem. And this is what's missing nowadays. We live in a world where we are bombarded with atheism. It's a very scary thought. Where we're bombarded with atheism? The answer is the news. All of us follow the news, and it's a godless news. We believe Hashem's running the show, but in all the... on the news outlets, they're not talking about Hashem very much. And we get the misimpression that others are pulling the strings. It's not true. It's all from Hashem. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was much, much easier to see this and to know this and to feel this and to achieve the purpose of the world, as the Ramban explains. We should believe in Hashem and acknowledge Him that He created us. That man should know and acknowledge to his Hashem that Hashem created him. That's what life is all about. And nowadays we have to work on this to constantly remind ourselves that Hashem's running the show. And it's not the various politicians, but it's all really from Hashem. And this is a major, major thing we're missing without the Beis HaMikdash. We're missing this emuna chushis, this palpable emuna. You could see it, you could feel it. You go out to the Beis HaMikdash, you could see Hashem Kaviyachu. The miracles and the avoda and the kedusha. Oh. As Tisha B'Av is approaching, we all should be mispalel that the Kvod Shemayim will be more and more revealed in the world, ultimately with Binyan Bayis Shlishi. This is what we're missing. We're missing this emuna chushis, this palpable feeling that Hashem runs everything, which we know is true. But it's much harder to believe that and to know that and to fully, fully, fully believe it without a Beis HaMikdash. So if a person wants to work on something coming up to Tisha B'Av, we should work on our emunah and work on praising Hashem for everything He gives us and doing what we can without a Beis HaMikdash to bring Hashem more into the world, starting with our own lives. Recognizing that Hashem's the one who gives us our sight, and Hashem's the one who gives us our ability to eat, and Hashem gives us our food, and everything, and everything, and everything, and everything, and praising Him. This is what's missing in the world without the Beis HaMikdash, and this is what we can do in our own small way, each one in his own life, to strengthen and develop this emunah in Hashem, which is expressed in praising Hashem for everything He gives us.